Speaking of good shows, have either of you watched Preacher?
Yes.
On AMC, did either of you enjoy it?
Did.
Yeah, it's weird, but I enjoyed it.
All right. I'm getting there. I'll tell you when I'm done, but I'm well on my way. So far, so good.
I'm assuming there's no chance you've watched Into the Badlands.
Not yet.
I watched one episode and did not like it and stopped.
Oh, it is awful, but amazing and the whole time.
No.
Really?
Tell me how it's amazing.
It's post-apocalypse, you know. It's, you know, Mad Max style. Except everything that can go wrong in the world is solved by one-on-one kung fu.
I'm okay with that.
It's awesome. They're like, what are we going to do? How are we going to resolve this problem? Kung fu. we got these oil barons. You know, he's got all these slaves. This guy over here, he's growing opium. What are we going to do about that? You know, the oil baron wants to, you know, take a hit out on the opium guy, you know, because they're, you know, barons and robber barons, you know, they got their thing. They're like, I'm going to send my guys over there. They're going to do some kung fu against their guys. And it's just kung fu. It's a horrible show. It's really enjoyable. This is season 2.
I am conflicted.
The acting's bad. The story, the plot is bad. The kung fu's fine.
There's a sweet character named the Widow.
Sure. it's over the top kung fu for no reason.
Yeah, it's totally over the top, yeah.
Okay. I'll give it a chance.
But like the super high good kung fu people, they can like focus their ki and do things. And
see, I watched it with the idea of, wow, I wonder how they're going to pull this idea off. Oh, they're not even going to try. They're just going to say they do kung fu for everything. And I'm just like, oh, you.
Like every one of the barons, they're just like, you know, normal looking people. They all are like expert kung fu.
Normal looking, not Chinese.
No, I meant, you know, they're not like all buff. They're not, they don't look like athletes.
Right.
Or in any way. They just look like some schmuck you'd pull off the street, but they're all experts in kung fu.
I actually knew what you meant. I just wanted to make it racist.
The main character is Asian.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoy it. But yeah, the main guy, he's known as, he's like the assassins who work for the barons are called clippers. And the main guy is a clipper. But yeah, he goes and he kills people with kung fu. Ibn means son of.
Count us in whenever you start the show.
Are you ready, Craig?
Sure, live it up. Let's start this party with a bang!
We open on our 13 heroes. Just having made landfall from their long voyage, they begin to unload their Viking longship. From the deck of the ship, Herger calls down to Ahmed.
Here, you'll need this.
Herger tosses Ahmed a large Viking broadsword.
I cannot lift this.
Grow stronger.
End scene.
All right! Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 85th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the only one, also known as Craig, with me, as always, Chaos72, SneakyBeat15, Ray and Ian, the Puzzle Warriors.
Word up.
Hello.
Happy early birthday to Ian.
Woo!
Yay!
More importantly, happy early birthday to me.
Happy earlier birthday to Craig. Couldn't we just do a belated one to you and not horn in on my action?
No way. No way. Alright, so this is the week of 4/12 through 4/19 of the 2017s. Your Deadpool dailies. Today we got a Yellow Thor. Thursday is Black BDSM Carol. Friday, Blue Battery Man. Saturday, Purple Fist. Sunday, Red Ragnarok. Monday, Purple Kamala Khan. Tuesday is Blue Quicksilver. And Wednesday is Green Switch. None of them use their first names, Ian, so suck it. On the 8th... Oh, I skipped the whole part. On the 5-day 4-star crash. That was a train wreck of the Titans.
That will not be a train wreck. I am not getting a train wreck sound effect.
Right.
Oh, come on. On the 8th was Falcon America. That one was a little harrowing.
It was.
Yeah, but I managed to win that one. How did you guys do?
Who was that against? I'm trying to remember.
It was Carol, 3-star
Carol.
Oh,
right.
She was
tough. She was awful. So I made the newbie mistake. Can you guess what I did?
You put all your shields out and she blew them all up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't do that. If you don't have the red to fire that one turn, you just sit on those.
Yeah, she blew up all my shields and then proceeded to use all of her powers and completely destroy me. And then I decided I wasn't going to do that again, and I played it again and pulled it off. So
I got wrecked. Yeah. I don't have any red.
Yeah.
My Falcon is at a 1-4-0.
Sad times.
Yeah, so he's like extra useless.
And then coming up tomorrow is pretty Pegasus. That should be an easy win, I'm expecting.
It's a solid maybe. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, there's no way that'll even be close with champion Peggy, so.
Yeah.
Do you have a champ?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then coming up on the 18th is one purple for the victory.
Right.
Professor X goes invisible and wins.
Right. Who does he fight? Elektra?
Boy, I don't even remember.
You know, I've been pulling those up before we do the show, and don't have it this time.
That's okay. But yeah, it's likely. As long as the person he's up against isn't brutal against invisibility, no reason not to win that fight.
In the story events, we got the hunt running right now. 8 and 15,000 is Ragnarok. 26,000 for the brand new Cloak and Dagger. 47,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks get Rulk. 11 to 300 is Spidey. And then next is the ever so popular Unstable ISO 8. I really miss when it was double Unstable ISO 8. That was the bomb. 8 and 14,000 for Spidey. 23,000 for Red Hulk. 45 for the CP. Top 10 folks get, I don't know, what's a good one? I need a good name for 4-star Carol. And 11 to 300 is Cap.
I know of a nickname, but it's not a good one, so I will not repeat it here.
Okay.
Cool.
I just don't like it.
Well played.
It's not offensive or anything. I just don't like it.
Yeah. In the Sunday, power season. Most Wanted is running now. 800 gets you a yellow Rocket and Groot, 900 for a Deadpool, 1200 for the CP, top 5 Cloak and Dagger, and then 6 to 50 is Doctor Strange. So let's go to the news. Hey, there's a new store, kids.
Yeah, there is.
This just popped up yesterday.
Right, it stole the old store. I don't have the exclusive vaults anymore. The one that would give me an X-Force Wolverine or a Quake or am I wrong? Is that still there?
I'm not sure what store you're talking about.
No, the feet they were doing those feature vaults for.
Oh right.
Yeah,
some that one. Huge
for
amount
a four.
Of...
Yeah, 4-star. You 1,000 for 5 or more for the rest, and you could get a 4-star, a couple 3-stars, or maybe some 2-stars.
Right.
That has now been replaced. It looks like.
Yeah. So now you have the Heroes for Hire store, and it there's a bunch of them to pick from down there. And I hear that there's two different ones. There's a 3,600 one and a 2,500 one.
There's definitely people are saying that. But very few. Only two people in our alliance said that they had 2,500.
I have 2,500.
Yeah, three people in our alliance. So what are your? What can you get for 2,500?
What's your shield rank?
Those are two good questions. I know I can get Hobo Danny.
Right.
Then I get 4 3-stars, if I remember correctly, like Black Panther, Luke Cage,
yeah,
two
and,
other people, Hulk and Iron Man. Doctor Strange, yeah, even better.
So
and
then I get that's the same things we get for 3,600.
Right. Then I get some ISO, or not some ISO, maybe some ISO and a CP?
ISO, tokens, and CP.
Tokens?
Yeah, there's four tokens in there, 10,000 ISO and 3 command points.
That sounds... No, I get less than that. I get 1 command point and just ISO and no tokens.
Yeah. Interesting.
If I gotta crack this open so that I can be a better resource here.
Yeah, because mine is the 4 3-stars, well, Danny, obviously. The 4 3-stars, 4 elite tokens, 10,000 ISO, and 3 command points, but it's 3,600.
Right. That's what I got.
Curious what the difference is, if it is just shield level or
I
what?
Think Demi or Anthony made a comment that they, I think, are exploring both levels to see what flies.
Interesting.
But I know there's differences... But see, that, so Ian got the 4-star one, so you must be over shield rank 30. I just don't remember what you are.
I don't know, 65.
Okay.
62.
Because there are different things for over or under 30.
Oh, okay.
The store does change. So
I didn't actually follow your link, so I didn't get the...
All right, so players under rank 30 get an offer that includes a 3-star cover. Players over 30 get the 4-star one. The 3-star offer features the 3-star from that required character missions. The 4-star offer features the 4-star from the Behemoth Burrito mission. The first day of the offer will be special Heroes for Hire themed offer. Offers for players under 30 will include 3-star Fist and Luke Cage. And then for players over 30, it's Danny Rand, Luke Cage, Hulk Strange, and T'Challa.
Black Panther.
Yeah.
And I get 4,000 ISO and 1 CP for 2,500 hero points.
All right, so in your 2,500 one, at the bottom, can you then pick different 4-stars?
No.
Really?
How do you pick different 4-stars?
I got a whole slew of people underneath the $3,600 buy button. There's a Hulkbuster. I can get Hulkbuster plus 8 tokens plus 10,000 ISO plus 3 CP. I can get Medusa.
Annoying Queen. Exciting.
I can get War Machine, Wasp, Ghost Rider, Star-Lord, or Ray's favorite. Ray should instantly buy this Moon Knight, Black Moon Knight cover.
Oh.
So you don't have those options.
No, I don't know. My option is Danny for 3,600.
Interesting. I did not know that was a different twist.
Yeah, they missed out. Of course, I actually did champion Moon Knight. But
oh, well, there you go.
If I would, but I had to spend. I had to buy the third black cover. I got a black cover, and that was awesome because I had like 24 hours left. So then 24 hours later, I purchased the last black cover I needed. But if I would have purchased the black cover I needed and then saw the chance to buy the black cover in this, I don't know. I think that would have been worse.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different options, it looks like, so far for the early goings of the Heroes for Hire store. You can get the deluxe store like Craig. You could get the upgraded store like Ray. Or you could get the bare bones store like Ian.
Interesting. Yeah, UNC Samurai just posted an image of the Hulkbuster.
Yeah, that's what I get. Yeah, if you see his next image down, that's what I have. It's below the buy button. I have a whole slew of things I can pick.
Interesting.
So like I said, it sounds like they're experimenting to see who buys what.
My current shield rank is 62.
Okay.
Yeah, you were right.
Yeah. Yeah. How much longer do you guys have on your Hero for Hire?
8 hours.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Mine is also that. Eight hours and some odd minutes.
Yeah, 8:44.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be buying a Danny. I just don't see the value there. I mean, there is value, but...
Right. Like, if you needed that Danny cover, then right. The value is there. If you don't, then I absolutely...
I just don't think I've ever had 3,600 hero points at one time.
No. No, that is one of the many pitfalls of being a free-to-play player, is that price point is high. I mean, not high. It's, again, like I said,
You're getting a fair amount of stuff there.
Yes, you are. The value is there. 100%. I think it is priced justly. I will probably not accumulate that many hero points anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, obviously, I spend all of mine on slots because I have all the people's. Well, except for stupid What's Her Bucket.
Classic What's Her Bucket.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Natasha. She's the one character I don't have.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So I will say that if I had the option to go with Annoying Medusa Queen... I'm going to change that up every time. I probably would do that because she's getting close.
Well, 3,600.
I don't know, 3,600. Do you get all the side rewards as well?
They are different.
Yeah.
Instead of, you don't get all the 3-stars and things, you get 8 elite tokens instead.
Mm.
So it's her plus 8 plus 10,000 plus 3.
Well, I don't have this as an option, so it's not an option. I would think about that.
So I guess we'll wait to hear the results. as to what they decide to go with down the future. But
it's an interesting new option.
Well, I mean, and there's, you know, like I said, there's some older people thrown in there, so there is, you know, a way they're trying to test out the, I want to target, I really want that Ghost Rider cover. Well, you can buy it that way.
Right.
While that's true, I'm curious, I really want to, we need to have them on again. I really want to ask why they decided to not put... So you've got the 12 latest in the latest Legends, the 12 latest 4-stars. Why not have all the rest of them in the Classic Legends? Why does the Classic Legends also have the latest 12 4-stars?
Because they were trying to not have all the 4-stars be so diluted.
Right, but then at least you have an option. Because complaint
is that there were too many 4-stars.
But if you're paying less, I think you wouldn't mind the dilution as much if you're paying 5 CP less. I wouldn't. So, I don't know. I'd just like to have that discussion.
I agree. Everybody, yell at Anthony a lot and tell him to come back on the show.
did Ask Him Politely already fail?
I emailed them and haven't heard back, so.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they're busy.
I think they're busy.
I think they are busy, so I don't want to hassle them too much, but I do want to hassle them just a little. The other real news is that there was a super, super minor update to story modes that I didn't even notice.
Ooh.
Well, it didn't take effect yet, did it?
I don't know.
Is this the fact that you can no longer farm the first node for 1,000 times for one each?
Oh, no, that was the last one.
I know.
This is now,
I'm still stunned by that.
Instead of the green check mark, players will now see the yellow arrow icon to signify that a node is available for continued playthrough for additional points.
So it did take effect. It's in effect for the Hunt Florida. It was not in effect for the first one, Alaska? I think it was Alaska.
Hmm.
It is in effect now because I have a node that is 6 for 6 and is still showing the, hey, replay option.
Cool.
So a minor change and, whatever.
No, yeah, so you can't get a check mark anymore. Like, you'll just fight it down to 0 and then it'll start accumulating again, right? You can't check it off. And I just have to say, I don't like it. I liked being able to do 6 for 6 and then from the outside seeing that it was 6 for 6. And if I wanted to go back in and look for points, I could still click the node and do that. So I liked seeing that check mark to know that I got all the rewards farmed out.
Fair enough for me.
And as FMF Tint on the D3 forum said, of all the UI improvements that we've asked for over the last 3 years, this is not one of them. I don't get it. I don't know why this change was made. I don't know what it was supposed to improve.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure I'm missing something. I'm sure there was a reason. They don't just go whimsily making changes for no reason.
Tired of all these check marks. We need more arrows.
I need less check marks in my life. But that's all I got in Newsland. So tell me more about mail.
There was a lot of mail. There was whole lot of responses. I copied everything out of Reddit and was going through and picking some of the good stuff. And then I opened up the D3 forum and went, oh, man, there's like double the amount. A lot of comments. So I'm going to summarize two summaries. First, there was a whole bunch of discussion about Old Man Logan. I think the summary is going to be, we really don't think that they're going to be changing him back or changing him anytime soon. It looks like the balancing is fairly reasonable, and the nerf, the general consensus, not everyone said this, but the general consensus is the nerf isn't as bad as you originally thought it was going to be.
Nerf, 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 nerf crotch bat.
I did not expect the crotch bat.
No one ever does.
That's true. Oh, hey, speaking of things you don't expect.
Yes.
Moment of silence, man. Two people, like, of some minor importance died.
Uh-oh.
A, Jay Giles passed.
Yeah, I heard
Man,
that.
Man, everybody keeps peppering that in.
And B, Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, there's going to be a huge uptick on YouTube views
of the Dave Chappelle
sketch.
Show.
I had not heard about Charlie Murphy. That's
Charlie
sad.
Murphy.
Yeah.
Apparently he had the leukemia.
Yep.
Man.
Oh, so not unexpected unless you didn't know he had leukemia.
Which I did not.
Right, we didn't, and most people did not.
It was just all of a sudden I saw a big thing, like Charlie Murphy died. I'm like, he's not that old, and he wasn't really. He was 57?
Yes.
But, man, I remember back in time, this was before Wesley Snipes. And Charlie and Eddie, they were the blackest. I hit you, Charlie Murphy? I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy. Cocaine drug.
Yeah, look, no one will need to click on it now. Satisfied.
Man, I do love that episode. Something fierce.
Oh, your in memoriam was terrible.
I'm sorry. I won't miss Charlie Murphy. I feel bad for Eddie, you know.
Yeah.
So, for the Murphy family.
Yeah.
And the Giles family.
Sure.
My angel was a centerfold.
That seems unlikely.
Mm. All right, Ian. Sorry.
Word?
Ray, you're a person. Get back to this mail.
The second thing that I was going to summarize was there's several people commented on the lamentation of losing our Too Many Secrets sponsor. But
hey, if somebody else wants to take up the banner of sponsoring the feature character of the week.
Sure.
Come
sure,
on.
Or else you're just going to get continued weird stuff. You're going to get an endless stream of odd stuff. But
don't
I mean,
tell people
that
again, then we'll have to come up with something every week.
That's true. Yeah, if someone wants to take up that mantle, if someone has recently, say, increased their patronage to $5 to the cosmic level and would like that honor, it's open. I'm winking. You can't see me through the microphone, but I'm winking. Or if someone new has something clever.
Oh my God, Ian, do you follow me on Twitter?
No.
I came up with the greatest television idea of all time this week. Are you sitting down?
Hold on. Let me get comfy. Should I brace myself?
Oh my God, this is tremendous. Hold on.
All right.
Do you remember the really bad Pebbles and Bam Bam cartoon where they were like teenagers in high school?
Yeah, absolutely.
Remake, live action, Bam Bam is Gronk.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that's gold. Gold, Jerry.
It's not gold.
Gronk is Bam Bam? Come on. I tweeted it at Gronk, so if this happens, I want a cut of this.
I don't see that coming back. Like, I could see, like, maybe he'll bust that out for...
At least he can do it on SNL as a skit.
Some Gronk-themed Halloween party. I'm not a Rob Gronkowski enthusiast, so I can't get behind this. I wasn't an enthusiast of that show. Like, I like the fact that Schleprock played drums, but that was
it. Gronk is Bam Bam. It's perfect.
And then they tried to... What did they shoehorn in the middle of that show? Wasn't it like Captain Caveman and Son?
Well, I think you're right.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
That was junk.
It was.
I loved Captain Caveman, but no need for him to reproduce. He was super enough on his own.
I'm pretty sure I watched that for Captain Caveman and then was so sorely disappointed at what they came up with.
Bam Bam. Think about it.
Yes, but you're not wrong. Like, he looks really, really under-evolved. Like, the fact that the guy has thumbs is impressive to me. Like, so I can see him as a caveman, sure. I can see him plugged into really any caveman role or remake or new movie. If they want to make a sequel to 10,000 BC, boom, Rob Gronkowski, he's your guy. Or if they want to make a sequel to Year One, boom, get Gronk in there, I'm on board. But no, that is not gold. And no, I don't follow you on Twitter, I'm sorry.
Both. It is gold, and you should follow
on Twitter.
I am on Twitter, and the only person that I can remember that I follow is Adam Schefter, because I like to get
That's true, and draft
updates.
Is coming up soon.
Nice.
I cannot, yes. Am I so ready for draft time.
So ready, you can't even finish a sentence.
So excited.
Right, I was going to say, and that reminds me, to ask you something about that after the show.
Okay.
As I don't want to go on too far, this is just a potential,
Ray, we're going to get this mail thing done.
I know.
I don't know.
Keep dragging
I'm two lines in. I haven't even mentioned anyone yet. So I was going to change it up and move Joe somewhere else, but he always posts first, so it seems like he always gets
the
first
comment.
He does,
except for that one time I beat him on Reddit just so I could say first. And that's all I said.
So Joe said that he hopes your wife purchased that audiobook through the Profane Argument Audible.
No, it turns out we have an Audible subscription, so we get one every month.
Yeah, yeah. And if you already have it, then the click-through doesn't do anything for us. So.
Sweet,
and he was wondering if this is how Craig is going to find out his After Dark got bumped to next week.
Yeah, his comment was when I found out I got bumped. Well, until I listened to After Dark last week when they said, hey, we're just going to talk about the WrestleMania this week, so everything else got bumped till next week. So. So if you tune into this week's Longbox Heroes After Dark to hear me talk about more stuff. And who doesn't want that in their life? Don't everybody shout at once.
Yeah.
Well, you said who doesn't. I thought remaining quiet was showing all respect. Right. Ava Vavoom said the last time that they were in Vegas, they stayed at the Aria, and they had Baron Mordo of beef at the buffet. She said it was also better than the Duke of Duck, the Marquis of Mutton, or the Viscount of Venison.
I have a feeling it is not better than the Viscount of Venison.
That does sound good, actually.
Because love me some good venison meat.
Right. I mean, I don't know if it's as high ranking, but that does sound delicious
and lean.
But the
Baron of Beef was very tasty. It was good stuff.
I'm sure we could sample them if we were as classy as Ava and got to stay at the Aria. We'd be living
that
lifestyle.
That's pretty expensive.
Aria's high living right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I try and avoid circus, but...
Yeah, I'm more of an off-the-strip motor lodge kind of guy.
No, Excalibur's always cheap.
That counts. The Luxor counts. Circus counts.
Baron Diak said that as someone that was on the show, he never said that he used a team involving Old Man Logan. He just wanted to point that out there.
Okay.
I think last time we said everybody said it, but
that's
also
true.
He also said that Blade Trinity is the only Blade movie that he owns. Please don't judge me.
Sadness.
I won't, because I don't know. I can see how that, you know, if that stood out. I don't know why he bought it. Maybe he saw it in the, you know, in the discount bin while he was at shopping center and was like, oh, Blade, I'll pick this up. I've never seen it. Maybe it's not horrible. Who knows? And that happens sometimes. For the only Halloween movie that I own is 3, Season of the Witch.
By far. I just love that
the
one.
The best one. By far the best one. I don't know what they were thinking, Halloween, but it makes me so happy because it's just...
Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
There you go.
Hey, kids. That company only sold 3 masks. Like, if they were supposed to be like the greatest mask manufacturer in the world, they have 3 costumes.
They were classics. Oh, yeah.
That was the first non-Michael Myers one, so, if I remember.
The first and only.
Wasn't there a second one that didn't have him?
Nope. Not that I know of. I think what happened was they were like, yeah, let's go back to our original format of a seasonal Halloween variety movie. And everybody went, that didn't have Michael Myers on it. What are you thinking? That's and they true. Went, we're sorry.
Boy, that one's so good, though.
It is. Very good.
I cannot recall anything about Halloween except for the first one, so I'm out.
It's exploding mass. Like, you know, blow up your head. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Heretic said he likes Agent Venom. He's the one guy. To which
Heretic.
PW Validius responded again, Heretic needs an intervention. So Jordan from Jersey did say that he likes Agent Venom a lot as well, though, but in the comics, not in the game. I did want to mention this, that he also said that Strahd nearly ate his cleric's face, but they got him in the end.
Face meat is the most delicious meat, so I understand.
Hey, that's what Iron Chef has told me about fish.
I know.
The cheek meat is totally, you know, where it's at.
I fully agree with you. I was coming from a place of honesty, Craig.
All right.
Watch a lot of cooking competitions.
He also asked if, I think this was to Craig, did you seriously just say during last week's podcast that Cage is awesome because he has black powers?
I don't know. It sounds like something I would say. What do I know?
So Thelonious Crunk said the last week was a tough week for MPQ, so good job on us for keeping the show positive. And he also said, not really dying on the vine, but his Ralk is at 525, and he's got a purple cover coming up next when he levels Thanos. Should he save the 120 CP, set him as a bonus hero, wait to see if they try something else to make vaulted 4-stars accessible? He really wants to get him champed.
We'll go down the line, starting with me. I have 2 championed 4-stars. Ralk is one of them. He has changed my gaming life. He is so undeniably good, I would not hesitate to champ him, and I would definitely not put it off if it's knocking on the door the way it is.
Nice.
Never spend CP on characters.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I was just waiting for it to happen.
Yeah, that's my feelings.
So my advice would be, yes, you should set him as a hero. You should definitely wait and see if you can get him any other way. And then if you have another, I definitely wouldn't spend the CP unless you've got the 14th cover or the 13th cover that you can't use dying. And it's like less than a day to go. That's when I spend CP on a really good character that I really want that I'm going to lose a cover for if I don't do it. So there you go. That's what I got.
We helped you not at all. 1 solid no, 1 solid maybe, 1 solid absolutely immediately.
Exactly. Hey, PW Validius also said that, Ian, your comment about Jenda's voice and how it, quote, tickled your zone was the funniest thing ever. He votes for that phrase to be on the next PW3 t-shirt.
Tickled my zone, hashtag tickled my zone.
Yeah. So, yeah, I might make that happen.
That's gross.
D-Wing Illinois said that Bagman is the McRib of NPQ.
No way.
I'm totally on board with that.
I'm not. Shame on you. The McRib is delicious.
All right, you're going to be fighting D-Wing Illinois by the time I get done with this. He says that gastronomical monstrosity were on the menu year-round. No one would even give a beaver house. I don't even know what that means, but just...
Really?
If you... Yeah, no, I don't. I I'm tired. My brain isn't processing.
I'll walk you through it when we're not on the air.
Okay. He says that add scarcity and people lose their freaking minds for about 6 weeks a year. He also, here's the part where you'll probably be fine. He also suspected that Ian is actually Donald Trump.
What?
He says that
this just seems ludicrous.
He says that this week we learned that he gets his information from one place, and if it's wrong, he will die defending it, the said incorrect data.
Doesn't sound like something I would do, new nemesis. So, first of all, I think there are a lot of franchises of McDonald's down south that do offer it year-round, and it never stops being delicious.
They do now,
Yeah, my only objection to that sandwich is that I prefer it with the dehydrated cheeseburger onions rather than the giant slivered onions, which I think detract from all food. I'm okay to change my position, I think, but now you've made me reflect on myself, so I'm going to have to wonder about that.
Well, and, remember, this was in reference to last week when you were looking at the wiki and the wiki was wrong.
Yeah, I'll push right through that. The wiki. Well, the wiki's my gospel when it comes to featured character of the week.
He read it all from the wiki. What? The wiki. What?
And without having to walk you through it like I want to later, perhaps your confusion is coming because D-Wing Illinois was not thinking that beavers live in lodges, and plugging the word lodge in there makes no sense. But beavers are also famous for building a different structure that you could plug into that sentence, and it would then make sense.
See? Apparently I am addled tonight. that was so simple.
It really was.
See, my problem is if you run the rib witch year-round, then you're going to make that animal go extinct.
That doesn't come from an animal. What are you talking about?
I was going to say, I'm okay if they grow those synthetically. I really don't give a lodge.
Nick, 1118 on the D3 forum.
Hi, Nick.
Did not...
Hello, everybody.
He did not like the how much bad stuff we were giving to, what's her name? I can't think of her name. Sploit. That's all I can think of.
Oh, deal with it. Stony
Pool. Yeah. So he did up some comparison here. So Rock for 9 green does 2,700 AOE. 18 green gives you 7,300 AOE. Gwenpool for just a little bit more, 10, gives you 4,200 damage times 3. So, equivalently, if you take her up to 20 AP, which is equivalent to Rock's 18, roughly, you get her doing 25,500 points of damage total across the team. And it is spread out randomly. But, so he went into that, and I think it was a reasonable argument right up until Valor X responded and said, "That's silly, Nick. Gwenpool is much squishier than Rock, and she doesn't self-accelerate at all. Rock uses his purple and steals green, so he's taking green away from the enemy, generating it for himself, and he's much more difficult to kill." So I think these are both good points. So the end all is Rock is definitely better than Gwenpool, but Gwenpool is not as bad as you may think. I think
you're right, because both are solid points. I guess my only argument would be, since when is this show going to allow math and facts to trump dumb character? I'm sure she probably has lots of value in the game.
All right, if you want more math and facts, UNC Samurai jump in with graphs on how that they only release the McRib when pork futures are low so McDonald's can buy a huge amount of pork. And then after the release of the McRib, pork futures go up, so that's when they end it.
Wow. Thanks for the graphs.
That is good times.
Yeah. Hey, to Cactus Jack, I just want to say that I did Craig's Limp Bizkit reference, but it was just because I didn't want to encourage him, not because of anything against Limp Bizkit.
Why would you have to defend yourself for having an issue with Limp Bizkit? They're terrible.
Fred Durst is a bad person.
They're not that good.
Limp Bizkit was a weird flash in the pan, like early 2000s phenomenon that it went away appropriately.
Yeah, you can take that cookie stick it up here.
Seriously, they could take Kid Rock with them and just get out.
No way, Kid Rock's actually good.
Kid Rock's a turd.
No. I'm with Ian on this one, sorry. Anyway, finally, and we always end with Jeff Cascadian, because just like Joe posts first, I think Jeff posts Monday. So Jeff said, hey, Ian, I'm sorry to hear you're in a slump. He said he was in a slump last year and just randomly broke out at some given time. So
cool. I'll be patient. Thank you.
He did also want to give me a thank you. Last week, if you remember, he asked for numbers to be added to the show, and someone on Discord, I don't remember who, pointed out that they were not, the shows were not numbered in iTunes.
Right.
And I found a reasonably easy way to do that. So now they are. And so his other comment is a thank you for adding the episode numbers. You are welcome. It wasn't that difficult. Right.
Good for you. And I will take his advice, or at least his ad hope, because I'm taking your advice. Or speaking of thanking Ray, I think I'm going to have to follow through with your suggestion because, in this slump, I feel like there's almost a set amount of rounds I can play in a day of Puzzle Quest before I need to stop. And every time I log on to my other account, that steals one away from this account. So I think I'm going to have to abandon my other game for an extended period of time.
I still think you should ask them to transfer your Steam account to your mobile device.
I don't know. I really miss playing on Steam. I like the large screen. I like the way that I can see how much ISO the enemy team has at all times.
That is, you mean AP?
I really wish we had that feature.
That is my favorite feature of Steam. And I do think I should do that at some point, but I'm okay with playing on Steam now. I only occasionally bungle it.
It's really better if on a tablet than on the phone.
Yeah. But
the tablet makes a really big difference because you can see things better.
Yeah, I only play on my iPad. It was too annoying to play on the small phone screen.
I will consider that, investing in an iPad sometime in the future. Perhaps when I have fewer children with fewer grubby little fingers that want time on my iPad.
He wants too much time on my iPad. He's taking it away. From me.
Nope. Stop.
Too much time
that wasn't
on my
good.
iPad. Too much time on my iPad.
That was unexpected. I kind of enjoyed it.
Hey, there you go.
It was a bit of a stretch for me.
Oh, that was good.
Well, looks like the mailbag's empty.
Oh.
Cool.
All right, then. It's time for something.
What time is it for the featured character of the week?
Tell me, Ian, who is it?
Oh, my goodness. I hope I was right. I forgot to check in with you, so I just assumed that it was Agent Venom.
Oh, you were correct.
Good, because everybody's going to learn about Agent Venom, even if you had someone else in mind. So let's talk about this clown. old Peter Parker nemesis / Spider-Man admirer Flash Thompson decided to one day be a hero like Spider-Man. So after high school, he joined the army. And let's say he was injured. Maybe lost the use of some limbs. Probably his legs.
I like how you're telling this is like this is Brian talking to, or Stewie talking to Brian. And maybe get injured. And then,
fortunately, symbiotes are a dime a dozen. So they slapped one of those on him, fixed up his legs, and he became Agent Venom because he's an overall nicer person than Eddie Brock. I don't know. Flash doesn't strike me as the most brilliant of people, so I don't know how he manages to control the symbiote as well as he does. But he's a mostly good guy now. Sometimes the symbiote acts up, but for the most part, you can count on Agent Venom to wreck shop for the good guys. He's got three powers like most people do, and an extra power like some people do nowadays. So I'll try to bungle my way through that here in a little bit. I think he is a red, yellow, and black are his AP options. Symbiotic Assault, it's red. It'll cost you 10 AP. It deals 603 damage. If you have at least 16 AP in a colored AP pool, deal 965 damage instead. So, as he goes up in levels, those damage numbers go up and the AP required goes down one at a time all the way up to level 5. So, he's dealing either 4,157 damage or 7,234 damage as long as you have at least 12 AP in a colored AP pool. All right, his next ability, part 1, Military Might. It's black, costs you 5 AP. and it drains 2 AP from the highest friendly colored AP pool and deals 509 damage. It's got a passive component that if you have at least 12 AP in any color, this power becomes alien weakness. So this military might, we're still on this, the damage goes up per level, and the number of AP to switch to the alien weakness goes up per level. So you're looking at 4,184 damage, and it takes 16 AP to switch over to alien weakness. Then, dun-dun-dun, alien weakness. It's cost you zero. It's passive. At the start of your turn, it drains 2 AP from the highest friendly colored AP pool, destroys 3 random tiles, and deals 222 damage to Venom. Destroyed tiles do not generate AP. If all friendly colored AP pools are below 12, back to military might. The damage it does to you goes down as the destroyed tile number goes up, and it is always draining the 2 AP. So it will eventually drain 2 AP from the highest friendly AP pool, destroy 9 random tiles, deal 271 damage to Agent Venom, and if all friendly colored AP pool is below 16, this power switches back to military might. Lastly and leastly, probably not leastly, Take Cover costs you yellow, 11 AP. It deals 296 damage to the enemy team and renders all of Venom's allies invisible for 2 turns. Damage goes up, turns go up a little bit, the number of invisibility turns. So, 3,318 damage to the enemy team and 4 turns of invisibility to your allies. That's okay. I could live with that. That's a lot of invisibility, too. Well, we all know my proclivities. The black power was way too wordy, so that's my 3. He's a 5-3-5 in my book. I don't know, maybe you don't want to mess with invisibility and you go 5-5-3. I don't know. I like AoE damage, though. I'm a sucker for AoE damage.
Yeah, Takeover is the only power that I actually like.
Yeah, let me go back and read that red power. That seemed... Yeah, those first 2 powers seem to struggle with one another. Just put 5 in yellow and then wait till they tweak him and then sell him for extra ISO.
I don't know.
I strangely like having alien weakness take over.
You would. Yeah,
so I like when I have used him, I've put him on teams that, you know, are not rainbow teams just so I can have one color I never use and I just get it up really high. And let alien weakness keep doing things every turn.
Slowly whittling you down by things.
Well, no, it gets you a little bit of board shake. You know, it does some stuff.
Yeah, it's true. It does give you some board shake.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking 005. Just use him as a team up. I don't know. So when I played him, because he was a couple story events ago, you had to play him. Man, I really don't like the fact that he was constantly sucking away my red, and I hated his red, I hated his black, I used his yellow when it came up.
Now, sure, I can see that, and I'm gonna stand firm on my 5-5 or my 5-3-5 because I do really like the yellow, and alien weakness doesn't seem especially detrimental, other than it's, you know, continuously eating up your AP, which is just a hassle. But yeah, you get that bonus damage if you get its red above 16, so yeah, why not? Bonus damage, thumbs up from me. Craig, do you have other than your contrary opinion of alien weakness is the best possible thing you could get and everything else is terrible? Do you have Agent Venom on your roster?
I have him 5-4-1.
Ooh, saucy.
That's not bad. I have him at 4-4-3.
Hmm.
So 13. I mean 11 covers. I only need 2 more, but. I just don't like him.
I mean, the red to me just doesn't do enough damage.
Mm, I see what you're saying.
For, you know, for 10. Like, my guy, like, obviously he's not leveled. So he's, you know.
Sure.
So he's still level 70, but it's doing, you know, 2,000 points of damage for 10 red.
Right.
So, meh.
Yeah. Nope, I hear you.
The thing is, though, that I like alien weakness, and it becomes harder to become alien weakness the more points you put in black.
Right.
So I will probably make him 5-3-5 just so alien weakness happens more often.
I understand.
I mean, that.
Yeah, I have him at 2-1-1 and at a humble level 70.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's level 72. I haven't put anything into him.
Yeah, I haven't touched him. Someday he'll be the, come up as the required 4-star and then for the crash, and then I'll do something with him.
If I remember correctly, he is also at the very bottom of the four stars as far as people ranking them. A lot of people don't like him. So he's probably going to be due for a for a fix here.
So stock up now.
But he's a four star, so I'm gonna you know, collect him. There's no...
Right. All right, first... Oh, well, that was the featured character of the week.
Week.
So, week. Before we go any further, I'm going to take a quick moment to ask you guys your opinion on some... I don't know, what do you call it when you give your little character a heart?
Favoriting.
Bonus hero, sure. Whatever you want to call it.
Bonus hero, that is exactly the words I was looking for. So I know, especially Ray, I know that you don't tolerate more than one bonus hero per star level.
I don't know if I'd go quite that far, but...
But close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It seems to grate at you at least a little bit. So at the four-star level, I'm having some trouble narrowing it down. So right now, I have a bonus hero of Jean, Iceman, Quake, and Peggy. I would like to cut that down by at least one, if not two.
Those are all good characters.
I know.
Jean... Oh, Quake was the other one.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, but of those, Gene is the lowest on my list.
Yeah.
And then probably Quake. Peggy is unbelievable, and although I rarely use him, I hear that Iceman is also unbelievable.
He is.
Okay.
His green can just be so devastating, and he gets that long stun.
Okay.
Now, the other thing that I would mention, though, is if you're heading up, like, if you're in PvP... Or especially, or if you have to face Ralk a lot, or the people who do caltrops,
Quake is the stuff.
Quake is amazing.
Right.
When caltrops do 1 point of damage and Ralk comes out and smashes you for 1 point of damage, it's one of the best feelings in the world. She is incredibly powerful.
Okay. I mean, I will consider her, but I'll trim it down to just Peggy and Iceman until. Either, I don't know, I need to shift it around, or my Peggy is at a, looks to be at a 4-0-1. So as soon as she's at a 5-0-1, right. I will take her off the list.
Yeah, I currently have three 4-stars favorited.
Ooh.
Because I have three of them that have 13 covers that aren't championed, obviously, so I just figure I get any of them, I'm just as happy with that, yeah. So.
Sure.
That's what I'm going with right now.
Right on. Okay, thanks. That's done. I'm going to go back to my show now.
Okay, what you got on the Vine?
All right, I'm going to go back to my game now. I feel like I have... Oh, it's not really Vine material. The Black Panther that I got last week, I did not roster him yet because I was having a bit of a conflict. And then got lazy and didn't follow through with my plan. And now I'm just going to roster him.
Okay.
They had that vault where you could spend 1,000 hero points and get 5 chances to get an X-Force Wolverine. And I kind of wanted to do that because it was the color that I really want. Or really need, sure. More specifically.
Right.
Because I have him like a 4-4-1. And I was like, ooh, I could really use that level, that yellow. And then if I don't own enough hero points to roster Black Panther, I can always just sell off a 2-star and have him steal their slot indefinitely. But none of that ever came to fruition. The Hero for Hire store showed up. I didn't stick with any of my plans, so I'm just going to spend 1,000 hero points and roster Black Panther right now before I forget.
Okie doke. My Dying on the Vine, I ended up having to sell Spider-Gwen because that's what you got to do sometimes. And like I said, I could not do that with Moon Knight. I got one black and then bought a black, and it, man, he is just a monster. He is amazing.
Yeah, I think he is underrated. They're pretty devastating.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
So you're saying he should be on my bonus heroes list instead of Peggy or Iceman?
I don't know, man. I really like him.
I don't know about that. He's real strong.
Okay, good. Right.
Well, and he's boosted for the current event.
When he's boosted in Quicksilver Blades, or Moonsilver Blades, whatever it's called, is doing, 15,000 points of damage or something? Or I think it's more than that.
A lot.
Yeah, it's pretty wrecking.
Yeah, cool. He normally does 13,000 points of damage with that. When he's boosted, I think it's near to like 21,000 points of damage. It takes one of your opponents off the board.
Cool. That sounds fantastic.
So,
Craig, how's your Vine looking?
It's a whole lot of 2-stars. And then I had to sell off the Sploits cover, you know, from a couple weeks ago because it was just dying. I still have a Rye Will.i.ams and one Medusa, Queen of Insanity. What are we calling her? Annoyance. Queen of Annoyance.
Queen.
And then I also have a hawk guy dying as well.
Oh.
Because I do not have him champed yet.
So what is your Riri Williams?
Right, Will, I am.
You said that you have one dying? What color?
I believe it's red. I have her at 255.
Okay. I have her at 521.
Yeah, it's a red.
So I have all your blues.
And my Medusa is a yellow. I have her at 534.
I was just curious if you had the same overflow of color that I do, and you do not. So,
not true.
Anyway.
All right. Rewards of the week. Hey, I got a couple of those cloak and daggers from things.
Ooh.
What'd you guys get this week?
Squadoosh.
I did get was it a progression reward? I think there was one progression reward cloak and dagger, and the top 100 for the one event. So I have two covers, a black and a purple.
Yeah, that's what I got, yeah, because I got the one from placement and the one from progression.
Yeah, so those are nice. But really, my reward of the week was the black Moon Knight that allowed me to champ him, so
yeah.
I'm really stoked on that. Not that you could tell.
All right. Let's open up some tokens. Brought to you, as always, by this guy.
Yeah.
Shout out to our sponsor, this guy.
Extra shout out to this guy.
If you'd like to be cool like this guy,
right,
you could sponsor part of the show as well.
Right. I managed to weasel my way into his alliance in another game that we played together. So that was my accomplishment of the week.
Oh, in the Star Wars?
Yeah, this guy had a room in his alliance, so I was like, squeak.
Nice. Yeah. Hey, before we move on, which
yes.
I know we kind of already did, but Cactus Jack had a... For Ian, mm-hmm. he says that he would go a Cyclops, so he's snooping at your roster.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Cyclops at 10 covers, considering you have Rock Champed, you have an awesome AoE green attack already, you need a good red user, and Cyclops is a beast.
Okay, I was counting my champed Hulkbuster as a good red user.
Oh,
but I don't doubt. I
but
agree.
So is Peggy. Peggy,
so
Peggy's
Peggy.
Punch to the face is tremendous.
Yeah, but Peggy's blue is where it's at.
That's
her
true.
Blue is.
But her red ignores those shields too. It's got that added bonus.
Yeah, yeah, very, very true.
But yes, that's some fine. I do have. I would like to see a flushed out 4-star Cyclops. That would be. I'm gonna spy on my own roster real quick. Oh, the reason I did not select him is because his red ability is at a 5, and the first bonus hero I will get for him will be a red 4-star Cyclops, and I will lose my mind with anger.
Yeah, I understand.
As soon as you have one, yeah, as soon as you have one of the things in a 5, they're not a viable bonus hero in my opinion, unless I'm really close to, you know, getting them. If I need one, you know, one more cover, then I'll risk it. But yeah, so unfortunately, like, I've got poor 4-star Punisher at 152. So yeah, he's off the love list.
Mm.
I gotta keep. Yeah, I'll get Quake back on there soon. But yes, Cactus, your input is excellent, and I appreciate it. And thank you for taking the time to investigate my roster before commenting. But it's unlikely that I'll do that, and that's why.
Yeah.
Also, bang bang.
And go hang out with Sako.
And UNC Samurai says Peggy takes priority, which if you, okay. I know you haven't been playing PvP, but Peggy is a game changer in PvP.
That blue is just so wrecking.
Yeah, and her yellow, nobody likes it. People have skipped before fighting her, sometimes including
True
me.
That.
So, anyway.
Let's open something.
Cactus Jack responded. Fair enough. Bang, bang.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go last because I got some extra opening to do today. So you guys
I have
can
no tokens of any kind,
order.
So I'm going to spend CP.
That's
on
crazy.
A classic legend.
All right. Should I not tell you that I have 4?
You're the worst. Okay. It's a 4-star. No. It's a red entanglement in my red hair.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I like that. Let's see. That gets her to a 5-4-4. Oh, now I can champ her and use that cover I have dying.
Wow.
I
Holy
am
gold.
Instantly jealous.
Yeah, that was a Noia Queen win
Ooh,
if I've
doggies.
Ever heard one.
Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah.
All right.
High five through cyberspace.
All
right. Oh, God, it's going to cost me 300,000 ISO.
All right. Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, earlier this week, I hit 1,000,000 ISO. The first time ever, I hit 1,000,000 ISO. I instantly spent 200,000.
Hey, so I just champed her, so I have a latest legendary token.
Are you clicking on it?
Sure. Where should I click on Clint? I'm going to tickle his armpit again.
You mean on Fire That Poison Arrow?
It's another 4-star. Oh, it's the forgotten character.
I've already forgotten.
Four-star Blade.
Oh, Barbara.
Is that a character?
The forgotten character. Oh, that gets him up to... He's now up to 5-1-1.
Oh, brutal.
All right. It's all you, Ray.
Okay. Clicking on the first one. Pleasantly surprised, I have a purple cover sitting in front.
Wow.
Hey, it's Fire That Poison Arrow. Deep Breath, Hawkeye. That is awesome. That's definitely usable. The next one is a 4-star. It's a good night. It's a red entanglement.
Oh, see?
Hopefully. I know. I'm pretty sure I can still use it. Yeah, she was the only one of mine coming up even. She's like 4-4-3 or something like that. Or 3-3-4. I don't know. Third, it is a 4-star. Bunch of fiddle faddle.
Oh, bunch of fiddle faddle.
Hopefully I can use all these. And the last one is another 4-star. Rye Rye Will I Am's Selfless Intervention. Hey, it's not a blue. Nice. I can use that.
Yeah.
So that was all pretty awesome. Takes my Clint up to a 0-2-1.
Oh, crap. I forgot
Medusa,
to call him Cliff.
The Anoia Queen is now a 4-4-3.
Ooh.
She's getting up there.
Surging forward with her.
Yeah. Riri is at a 5-2-2. And Luke Cage cannot use that red.
Oh, too much fiddle faddle.
Yeah, 3-4-5 is what I have him at. 3-4-6 now. I need a yellow or black. So the question now is, and this is to anyone but Craig, is Power Man worth buying a cover for?
Probably not.
I haven't used him enough to really have an opinion, but the answer is still always no.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I got. Now I have a Luke Cage dying on the vine, so.
Hit it, Ian. Live it.
All right, here we go. Latest legend is a 4-star. Ooh, Agent Coulson.
Ooh,
call the Cavalry.
I do like Agent Coulson.
That made me so happy. I'm going to own a second one, open a second one. Nay, no mere latest legend token. This guy, that's right, this guy has been saving his No More Guns token for right now.
Oh, nice.
Sit down. It's a 5-star.
Oh.
No, you don't say.
The Sky Rider himself, Cosmic Beam style Silver Surfer. That's like the do damage ability for Surfer.
It is.
Yeah, I always underestimate him in that ability.
Yeah, I've only ever had the one free cover that I've got for him, so I have no idea what this does, but I'm happy to add it to him, and I will give him a trial run tomorrow during the Deadpool Daily. So he's at a 0-1-1, and Coulson is now at a 1-0-1.
Yeah, I still don't have his Cosmic Beam, so you let me know how that goes.
I know. I'll have to look up what Perfect Being does so I can know more about
him. Perfect Being is the healing one.
Oh, he heals. Okay.
Isn't that also the one that prevents him from being stunned?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, that sounds good, too. Well, there you go. I've been sitting on that token for days now. I needed to get in.
Sorry,
it.
This is a super inside one here. Hearing you say those numbers made me think of a really bad joke up at the Sportsman's Club from a certain monster that then said 1010011.
I know who you're talking about.
Ian, no? Penelope.
Nope. Sorry, I
think of Penelope.
Oh! I was like, what? I didn't know what you were talking about, like, at all, and I still didn't know, but now that you've laid it out like that, that's awesome. I had some fond memories right there.
I just remember her doing that little shtick, and I was stunned by it, that I didn't know how to respond. And
that genuinely warmed my heart. I feel like the Grinch. My heart just grew three sizes.
Good. I'll give you something to look for 2 weekends from now.
Seriously?
Yeah. Speaking of which, you're in charge of calling Pinball Guy.
I will. I'll call him on Saturday.
And then, did you do your other research that was also designated to you?
Nikes.
For the places on the drive back?
Oh, not yet. But again, once the pinball is locked down, because if that falls apart, that's like a linchpin in my plan. I'm going to have to come up with some sort of last minute plan B. Do we have any plan Bs? We don't need one
right
now.
Yeah, I don't have one right now, but I'm sure we can come up with something.
Yeah, I don't know. We could go up to Mohegan Sun.
It's true.
That's an okay plan B, in my opinion. That's something that could easily be done in an evening and could still not compromise our...
The other parts.
1-1-0-1-0-1-1.
All right.
I like casinos.
Well, that was some good...
Tell me about the podcast network.
I know we do. The podcast network, it is called the Soon to Be Named Podcast Network. You can check it out at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. It has an ever-growing roster of shows, each one better than the last, as long as we at the Puzzle Warriors 3 are listed at the end of that list. You can check out all the shows on soontobenamednetwork.com. We have direct links for most or all of the shows, on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com.
I do believe Puzzle Warriors 3 has all of the shows on the homepage.
Right. So, yeah, check them out. They are, for the most part, excellent, I have to presume. I don't know that I've heard them all.
They're extra excellent when I make guest appearances on Longbox Heroes and Longbox Heroes After Dark.
As it is a network, you'll see a lot of crossover, a lot of hosts guesting on other shows. It's a really fun time. Soon to be named network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Thanks. Anybody else got anything else this week?
I don't think so. I'm good.
I'm also satisfied. All right.
As always, thank everyone for joining us again here. PuzzleWarriors3.com is our website. You can go there. You can leave comments on anything you want to hear, talk about, complain about, any of those such things. Our email addresses are there and the discuss feature. Or you can leave comments on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or on the D3 forums. And as always, you can jump into the Discord channel set up by good old Jeff the Hacksaw Dugan. And, you know, you can join everybody there. Pretty full server tonight, so good times. Or you can, let's see, our webpage, you can go to the, click on the Amazon banner at the top. You buy something, we get a little kickback from Amazon. Or you can go over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy some Puzzle Warriors or soon-to-be-named network stuff.
And if you're on the homepage and you're looking for how to get on Discord, it is on the bottom right-hand side of the homepage. I had a question. Somebody was asking how you get to Discord. Ah. And there you go. I answered them directly, but just in case anybody else is looking.
It's good times. And if you like, you can always listen to this show live. If you jump on the Discord on Wednesday nights at 8:45-ish Eastern, normally. Speaking of which, next week is going to be early show.
Yes, good point. Next week.
Live it will be, yes.
Yes, not necessarily the recording, but the live version.
Yes, if you want to listen live, we will be broadcasting extra early, let's say 6-ish?
Probably somewhere in that ballpark, somewhere around 6 p.m.
Yes,
next Wednesday.
Somewhere between the 5:30 and the 6.
Oh,
yeah.
Ian, you keep cutting out.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was you that was cutting out.
We're all cutting out.
Yeah, I think we're all taking turns cutting out. We will broadcast early. We'll try to... Can you post things on the Discord? Like, hey, we're go. Just be ready. Yeah. Anytime after 5:30, we could go live.
True dat. Yeah, I just want to put that out there. So I think that's all we got. Goodbye. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye
for kids. Don't mix spiders and radiation. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.